Pakistan's Supreme Court is hearing appeals by the country's most prominent victim of gang rape. Mukhtara Mai is hoping the highest court will keep her attackers behind bars after their convictions were overturned. The gang rape case has attracted worldwide attention ever since it happened in 2002 and has highlighted brutal forms of tribal justice prevalent in remote areas of Pakistan. The victim, Mukhtara Mai, was gang raped on orders of a council of elders in her Mirwala village in central Pakistan. It was cited as punishment for her teenage brother's alleged affair with a woman from a higher caste. Ms. Mai uncharacteristically came forward and her case attracted global condemnation, forcing authorities to try Ms. Mai's 14 alleged rapists under the country's anti-terror laws. A special court found 6 villagers guilty and gave them the death penalty. But an appeals court in March, citing insufficient evidence, overturned the convictions of 5 men and reduced the sentence of the 6th. The victim's lawyer, Ehtezaz Ehsan, told reporters outside the court they have a strong case.
Justice will be done in the Supreme Court. That is why we are appealing to the Supreme Court. We are seeking a reappraisement of the evidence from the Supreme Court.
The courtroom was crowded with Ms. Mai's supporters, including members of non-governmental organizations. Several foreign diplomats also attended. Cabinet Minister for Women's Development, Niloufar Bakhtiar, speaking to VOA, dismissed new claims the government is trying to silence Ms. Mai by restricting her movements.
It is a matter of prestige and pride for us as well. If justice is given to Mukhtara Mai, she should rest assured that we will do our utmost to give her justice. Once justice is given to her, she'll be able to travel all over the world and tell the world what the government of Pakistan has done for her, what the civil society has done for her.
In a surprise move this month, the government barred 36-year-old Mukhtara Mai from visiting the United States to talk about her case. Human rights activists and Washington issued stinging criticism and the government lifted the travel ban. On Monday, Ms. Mai confirmed the government has returned her passport, but she says she has no immediate plans to travel abroad. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.